Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 21st, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Alan Jennings Adams. His nickname is AJ, and he's a member of Mountain Brook Baptist. He's in seventh grade, and I look forward to a time at the end of the podcast where he and I sit down and talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, AJ, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, and we are going to read Judges chapter 10. After the time of Abimelech, a man of Issachar named Tola, son of Puah, the son of Dodo, rose to save Israel. He lived in Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. He led Israel 23 years. Then he died, and he was buried in Shamir. He was followed by Jair of Gilead, who led Israel 22 years. He had 32 sons who rode 30 donkeys. They controlled 30 towns in Gilead, which to this day are called Havoth Jair. When Jair died, he was buried in Kamon. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They served the Baals and the Ashtaroths and the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of Ammonites, and the gods of Philistines. And because of the Israelites forsook the Lord and no longer served him, he became angry with them. He sold them into the hands of the Philistines and the Ammonites, who that year shattered and crushed them. For 18 years, they oppressed of the Israelites on the east side of the Jordan in Gilead and the land of Ammonites. The Ammonites also crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim. Israel was in great distress. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord, "We have sinned against you, forsaking our God and serving the Baals." The Lord replied, "When the Egyptians and the Amorites and the Ammonites and the Philistines and the Sidonians and the Amalekites and the Moabites oppressed you and cried to me for help, did I not save you from their hands? But you have forsaken me and served other gods, so I will no longer save you. Go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you when you are in trouble." But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do with us whatever you think is best, but please rescue us now." And then they got rid of the foreign gods among them and served the Lord. And he could bear Israel's misery no longer. When the Ammonites were called to arms and camped in Gilead, the Israelites assembled and camped in Mizpah. The leaders of the people of Gilead said to each other, "Whoever will take the lead in attacking the Ammonites will be head over all who lived in Gilead." Now let's turn to Psalm 140. "Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, 'You are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires. Lord, do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanders not be established in the lands may disaster hunt down the violent. I know the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. And now let's go to Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 30. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along the lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to go buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called the servants and entrusted his wealth to him. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who received the 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of the gold gained 2 more. But the man who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the masters of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrust me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. He said, "You entrusted me with 2 bags of gold, and see, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I will have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them." And throw the worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Thank you so much, Alan Jennings, for joining the podcast and for reading for us. Those words in Judges were quite difficult, and you nailed it. So thank you for reading God's Word. I want to ask you about yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
So I have two brothers and one sister. My sister is named Davis Ann. She graduated college like 2 years ago, and she is 21. I have another brother named Joe Barber, which he's in college right now. This is his second year in college, and he wants to be a doctor. James Cameron is my other brother, and he is in 11th grade. He wants to go into business. It goes, Dave Sands is the oldest, Joe Barber is the second oldest, and James Cameron is the third oldest, and I am the youngest. I have a dog and a cat, which the dog we got from Kentucky, and her name is Hadley, and we have a cat named Midnight, and she was actually a stray cat with another cat, and my mom picked both of them up, gave one to her friend, and then she kept one.
Tell me a little bit about your parents.
My parents are, they're both in their 50s. They're getting really old.
What are their names?
Joe Adams and Sean Adams. For her, like, real name is Sean Allen Allison Davis. And for my dad's real name, Joe Barber Adams III.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about your mom. What is she like?
She is very kind. She is always encouraging. She cooks a lot. She always reads my devotions at night. When I graduated from Crestline, I got a book from my grandparents, which my grandparents are named Papa and Judy Booty, and my grandmother named Candy Adams.
Tell me a little bit about your daddy. What is he like?
My dad, he plays tennis on Sundays with one of his good friends, Mr. Clay. He usually wins, I think, or I don't really know, but yeah.
So he's pretty athletic.
He's pretty athletic. He did something to his shoulder last year, and it flares up at times. But anyways, so he sometimes does Sunday school, like, with my church group.
So he teaches Sunday school?
Yes, ma'am. He also does it with the parents, too.
Okay. What is his personality like?
He is very kind, and he will always, like, wants to, like, try new things with me. Like, we went hiking one time for Memorial Day. And, yeah. He also is a deacon in our church.
Well, talking about church, have you always gone to Mount Brook Baptist?
Yes, ma'am.
What are some of your favorite things to do at the church?
My favorite thing is to connect with new people, like making new friends. Like, I don't want to, like, just hang out with, like, one person. I want to hang out with everybody, and I just want to make new friends, be friends with everybody, be good friends.
I have noticed that about you, AJ. I love seeing you include others. Is there something that you've done as a part of the ministry that was fun?
Well, I kind of like helped out with service day.
AJ, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is probably pasta with meatballs.
Does your mom cook meatballs?
Yes, ma'am. And they're so good, but she does it rarely because she thinks she doesn't do it as good.
Well, maybe we could talk her into it. What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport's tennis, but I also play football, too.
Okay. Do you like to read?
Yes, ma'am. I love to read. My number one book that I'm reading is the Bible, but I also like to do this audiobook, like, website that I read for school.
What's your favorite place to go on vacation?
Probably the beach. Hurricane Ian, which it recently hit Florida and I think North Carolina, which I'm going to be praying for them both. And, yeah.
What's something that's unique about you?
One thing that's unique about me is I am right with my right-handed and I kick my left. Usually, if you're right-handed, you kick with your right, but I'm opposite and I'm right with my right and I kick my left.
So do you like to kick the football?
Yes, ma'am. I used to play soccer when I was like young, like preschool. And I was doing really good.
What's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team is probably, like, for NFL, it's going to be the Lions, like Detroit Lions. They're doing that. I don't think they're doing that good, but they might be. My favorite NBA team is the Grizzlies, and my favorite MLB team is the Blue Jays.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
John 3:16.
Can you quote it for us?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
AJ, will you talk to us about what that verse means?
That verse is like saying that he loves us and that he loved us so much that he created his one and only Son, which is Jesus, as you know. Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins, which was very courageous of him, and I cannot imagine how much pain he was in, but he all did it, and we all know that he rose from the dead, and it was just very kind of and very nice of Jesus just sacrificed himself on the cross.
Thank you, AJ. AJ is in seventh grade at the junior high. How can we be praying for junior high school students, AJ?
So, I don't know if we all know this, but there's a thing called drugs. Drugs are very bad for you. They, like, hurt your body. But in junior high, seventh grade through ninth grade, you'll figure out who your good friends are. And, or, like, the right friend, good Christian friends. And, anyways, some you're going to, like, separate from some of your other friends. And, like, because some of them, you'll be going on the right path. And they could be going on the wrong path, like, doing, like, smoking or vaping or doing any other kind. Which both of them are very bad for you. And, so you actually might be, like, get into it. But just if to help you not do it, just focus on God. And anybody who tries to offer for it, like, just say no to it, and it'll help you out so much in the long run.
So we can be praying for our friends at the junior high to make decisions that don't hurt their bodies, and ultimately that they would honor our Lord. AJ, thank you so much for joining us today. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Dear God, thank you, God, for everything that you have done. Please be with all the people that got hit by Hurricane Ian, and please be with everybody in the junior high to make right decisions about not hurting themselves with drugs or anything like that. And just thank you, God, for everything that you've done. Dear your name, God, amen.